listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. Applications are now open for the Victorian State Government's second round of the Power Saving Bonus. If successful, $250 will be provided towards your power bills. It's Earth Hour tomorrow night. Households around the world will be flicking the lights off at 8:30 p.m. in solidarity for our planet. Earth Hour's Kerry Major has more.
Earth Hour is taking place Saturday, 25th of March, 8:30 p.m. local time. We're asking everyone to switch off for 1 hour to send a symbolic message that we need to see stronger action on climate change and nature loss.
Heading over the border, voters are preparing to head to the polls tomorrow for the New South Wales state election, with cost of living, healthcare and housing affordability top of the agenda. They are the top three concerns of New South Wales voters ahead of tomorrow's vote, according to a new poll in The Telegraph this morning. The question of who will be our Premier is still up in the air, but opposition leader Chris Minns says there's no hard feelings between the two.
I like him, you know, and sometimes I think I can't help but like him. It's a bit awkward that I want to get him sacked, but that's politics. And I mean, I'm off the grog, but we've talked about catching up for a beer and a non-alcoholic beer as soon as this sort of campaign season's over.
The owners of the Kai West Hotel in Kyabram are awaiting a police report to find out what exactly happened on the night their pub burnt down earlier in the week. On social media, management posted they were devastated about the event and have been left feeling robbed. Police are yet to determine the cause of the blaze. The Bendigo Braves men coach says his side is itching to get back on the court ahead of the NBL One's return next week. Steve Black says they finalised the roster much earlier than last season, giving the team time to get used to one another.
I think that the guys are sick of seeing each other. I think they want to finally play against a real team and try and beat up on them. Look, it's been a fantastic pre-season. Everyone's been working really hard.